Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashunya Yogi speaking and it's 6:50 PM here in Hyderabad. Well, the mornings are chilly, but the evening is still warm. I had a fantastic day today. In fact, I was not expecting to be running outside and doing hill repeats thanks to Avik. He picked me yesterday and he said, you know, I'm going for hill repeats to Nizampet. Are you coming? I said, wow, that's a good thing. Let me just join you. And I don't use WhatsApp, so the challenge for me today was to communicate with him without using WhatsApp. Now, if you see, it's not such a big challenge. But, you know, the mindset is such that, oh, how do I communicate with him now that I'm not going to use WhatsApp and no internet? So a simple phone call and SMS worked. I don't know if he saw my SMS, but I did make sure that I call him up and tell him that I'm ready. And he picked me up and we had an awesome set of hill repeats. Let me tell you, I've never run so fast this year, because I hardly got a train on hills this year because of COVID. And this is the first speed workout in 7 months or more, I would say. Can you believe this? This is the first time I'm doing speed workouts after 7 months. But it was great. I really felt it quite tough because I was drained out in the first half, the session one of hill repeats, where we had to sprint uphill, you know, for 2 minutes. I could not think of doing the downhill sprints, but Avik and Sham were really motivated and they really wanted to go for it. In fact, they were running quite well. Sham overtook me in a couple of reps and I said, okay, let me put in the final surge for the last lap, and managed to overtake him in the last lap of downhill sprints. My God, I was like damn hungry after that. My metabolism just kicked in terribly. Well, after that we did a few photo shoots and then it struck me that I need to take a champions video series. Now, I was not at all prepared with the script and I was in two minds whether I should be doing it or not. Then I said, no, this is an opportunity for me to do a video shoot. So let me think of a script on the fly. So while I was doing the last two downhill sprints, I quickly thought of a script in mind and I just sounded it off to Sham and Avik. They both liked it. I said, let's shoot it. And finally, we got the shooting of the champion series that we're going to post next Wednesday, already done. I was so happy. And that was another challenge that I wanted to give myself. So two challenges, you see. First, not using WhatsApp. Second, coming up with a script in the most, you can say, intense moment, as well as a short of time, right, in a quick turnover. And I like that, you know, try to keep pushing yourself so that you get the best for yourself and without compromising on quality. That's very important. Well, talking of quality, I have to admit that I've been on a paneer diet for the last 2 days. The reason being, my mom cooked paneer sabji for 4 people, okay, and she doesn't eat paneer. I didn't know that, and I'm like, okay, paneer is there. I said, you know, if there's so much paneer curry that you have made, let me eat it and even have it for lunch. And I've been having since morning yesterday and till my lunch today the paneer, because I didn't want to waste it. And I told mom, you made paneer for four people and I ate the paneer that was meant for four people. I was just amazed, not with myself, because I didn't know what to do next, but I had to eat this because I didn't want to waste, the food. Specifically nowadays, I feel very bad if food is being wasted. I tell Seema, I tell my mom, cook only as much as we want to eat. Do not waste food, because it really hurts when we waste food. So that was running in my mind. I'm happy that I did not waste the paneer, but at the same time, I am paneer overloaded. That's part of the story, right? Well, I have also noted on quite a few things that I did today. I was watching CrossFit games, which I love doing, and seeing Matt Fraser and Tia Toomey, they're champions. They're so far ahead of their game. None of the competitors are even close to them. You can imagine that they have been champions. Matt Fraser has been champion for the last 4 years and Tia for the last 3 years. And nobody has been even able to come close to them in the points table. That shows how much strong they are, how much they have worked so hard to reach where they are. And that's a sign of a true champion. Continuity, consistency. They're so inspiring to just see them do the workouts and see them participate in the games and just outperform everybody else flat out. The way they're doing it, I would highly recommend you all to watch the CrossFit games. Just type in CrossFit games in YouTube, CrossFit games 2020 in YouTube, and you watch all the series right from day one to the end, and you will be amazed. It is so inspiring. I just love it. So inspiring that I actually created some Spartan workouts based on the CrossFit games 2020. I've just written down the sequences, and I thought, let me see, if I can do those workouts, and if I can do it and I can feel the things, then perhaps I might encourage our trainees to also do those workouts. Seeing those insane things that they do, I don't think we are even close to their level of fitness, but there you can do that. I translated the workouts that they were doing outdoors to make them do indoors, but it'll be fun to do them. I would really want to try it out and see how that goes. That'll be fun. Well, I also thought about a few champion series that going forward, which I want to do, and the topics. One is of unwinding, second is plastic, and third is plant a tree. So these are the topics of champion series that are going to come forward next. I just have a skeletal script for them, but I have not thought about any specific thing. If you have some inputs, you can definitely share it with me. Well, today I'm saying I had a fantastic day, not only because of my hill workouts or getting inspired by CrossFit games, but also I took up a challenge to myself to finish off the quick learning, which was pending for the last 1 week. And I had to finish chapters from 8 to 15, which means around 8 chapters, around 7 chapters, you can say. So I took up this challenge. I said, no, I am going to sit and do this today. So this was another challenge that I took, and I'm so happy that I completed that. And not only completed that, but did that with a lot of thought and dedication. and I made sure that I'm learning and not just ticking off the checkbox. You know, that is very important. Sometimes just doing it for the sake of doing is not right. You have to make sure that you're doing it with total dedication and with the intensity and passion to learn something new. So quick learning is all about, learning or trying to do things in a better way, using your brain in a better way. So I added that chapter 15 and I'm feeling great about it, and I'm going to make sure that I do not miss a session henceforth and don't want to do any pending work. Also, one more challenge that I took was to finish one chapter of my book on nutrition, which I did today successfully, and I didn't move till I finished that chapter. So I have taken up so many challenges today and I completed all of them. That's why I say this is one of the best days for me, because I kept pushing myself. I just kept pushing the boundaries of resistance, you know, the urge to postpone, procrastinate, and the urge to say this is enough. I just tried to push myself right from hill workouts to WhatsApp, not using WhatsApp, to champion series, recording the champion series, to doing quick learning, to editing one chapter of my nutrition book, to creating workout that is inspired by CrossFit Games, and a lot of stuff. I also got a chance to read Reader's Digest and want to share some vital information from there. But I think I will do that for the next session, because it's already 12 minutes. But those are very interesting topics that I would want to talk about. I'll keep that for the next one. So thank you, folks, for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed talking about my day. Wow, I just can't stop bragging about it. Feels great. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow for Rashmi's yoga session. God bless you. Take care and stay strong. Bye-bye.